SBS Lian Teton.
Primeiro Ministro Anthony Albanese anunciou uma data eleição para dia 3 de maio. Campanha oficial da Huona, no dia semana 5 ou em maio, partido político no grupo Lobby Sira se faz publicidade ou em. Husi publicidade, né? E da bot se fier se ida maxir hatete? Carig lae. E episódio da né? E da se haré, publicidade se ida ritma que da bot se retang durante tempo campanha da né? Imagem ida husi candidato e a tempo neba e a eleição 2022, David Peacock circula macast durante campanha eleitoral e a tempo neba. Imagine hatudo katak ni loke ni camisa, hori hatudo camisola ida ni beni hatais e a faro larang, ho logo tipo partido verde niang. Mai be, senador independente ACT dane nunca associa ho partido verde ga de Greens Party.
Initially I sort of laughed at it, but then it wasn't long for the calls to start coming in saying that I have betrayed people.
E ani imagine be mak altera no fahe digitalmente e a letra ocos hakere ko letra ki katak imagine ne autoriza husi Advance Australia, grupo lobby politico conservador ida.
It's a serious thing to live in a country where there are basically no rules when it comes to telling the truth in campaign ads.
Peacock hato keisha formali dane ba Komisão Eleitoral Australia ka AEC, Australian Election Commission, nebe sira hatang katak leiba publicidade politik niya la hatudo katak idane hanesang violasaun ida. Fulang ida liutia, Komisão fila kotuk no deside katak sinal sirnela diak no labele hatudo tang.
If you are doing political campaigning, you should be held to some sort of standard when it comes to telling the truth and not being allowed to just have blatant sort of mis- or disinformation.
Advance Australia la concorda ho descobrimento serne, mai be concorda atu la turutang sinal serne. To agora. Ho elisao nebe mak basic ona, no la kuna ida ihe lei sira kona ba publicidade politik nia, sira fosai publicidade fong sira, nebe hatudo candidato independente Alex Dyson.
There's been images of my head photoshopped onto another person's body to make it look like I'm running for a party that I've never had anything to do with.
Alex candidato ang hanesan representante ba electoral kwanonian i South West Victoria. I fevereiro tirandane, votante sira simu panfleto o oing nebe maklalos i serne caixa postal. I panfleto ne hatudo imagen ida nebe altera digitalmente husi Alex nebe makloke ni camisa hode hatudo kabizola ida nebe mak nihatai si larang ho logotipo official husi partido de Greens. Ida ne iha familiaridade?
There's been a mixed reaction. Some people obviously pretty shocked who were able to see in the fine print that it's actually Advance Australia. Other people, who maybe their eyesight's not as good and didn't read the fine print, were also shocked for a different reason because, it is quite confusing when these things hit your letterbox and there's, in at least one of the instances, there's no mention that it's a digitally altered image.
Ha foi husu ba Komisão Eleitoral Australiana ka ASC, particularmente ha foi na decisão em 2022, o ensaio ida ne permite ato acontece filafale. Dyson ha foda ko resposta, katak ida ne bele ka legal. Ia deklarasang ida ba SBS Examens, Advance Australia hatete katak ASC fo hanoin basira katak material hanesan pamfleto Dyson niya la viola lei eleitoral. Advance Australia mantém katak pamfleto ne la los. Hode atete katak sira la hanoin katak votante australiano sira la sofisticado tebes no sira la bele comprende kona ba buat nebe maklos ka la los.
Lies are still allowed at the federal level as long as it's not in the way you cast the vote in terms of the ballot paper and so forth.
Professor associado Escola Direito Monash Nian, Ifui Nguyen, hatete katak kasu Dyson Nian haturu lakuna ida iha lei eleitoral sira. IAC decide katak imagen sernebe mak altera husi Peacock labele hatudu durante epoca kampanya eleitoral oficial. Mai be, tamba Dyson ye pamfleto sira fahe ona ye fevereiro 2025, fulang idane antes eleison konvoka diak ba Advance Australia ato halo idane.
Definitely very cheeky, because they have been told that this is not allowed and they've just figured out a loophole in the rules and just worked around that basically.
Sessão 329, husi lei eleitoral, bando publicação, husi material, nebe bele lógica, bosok eleitor sira, banhira, foser nia voto. Mai be, ida ne interpreta ona husi ANC, hanesan lei ida nebe aplica date, hafoing elisão ida ne, oficialmente, convoca ona.
all ads have to be authorized according to the Electoral Act. It's when the false and misleading provision comes into play, and the Australian Electoral Commission only enforces it in that short campaign period window.
Professor Nguyen Hatetekatak, pergoso banghira lia bosok no informasaun nebe la los espalhe durante campanha eleitoral.
So the first is the damage to the individual, the candidate that's targeted. If there's an attack ad that says, oh, this person is an ex-murderer or something like that, that sways votes away from that person. So the first is the damage to the candidate's reputation. The second is the damage to the electoral process. If people switch their votes to somebody else, it skews their votes. And if that you aggregate all that, it might change the electoral outcome, leading to a different person being elected, if not for the lie.
Membro independente Bawaringo, jalis tengamos sai alvo ba publicidade sira nebela los no dudu ona lia los ia lei sira publicidade politiko niang.
We haven't got protections around our voting rights not to be scammed with lies.
Stegal hakarak lori publicidade politik ia linha ho publicidade consumidor niang.
Whereby you can't have incomplete information, you can't have things taken out of context, you can't use deep fakes and AI to allege something that is not true, and you can't have misleading and deceptive information.
Tanto South Australia no Australian Capital Territory ia lei nebe maklos ba publicidade politik niang.
I think the best model for truth in political advertising laws already exists in Australia. It's the model that's used in South Australia for their state and local elections. And it's a complaint system where the electoral commissioner can request a withdrawal or retraction. And then there are more serious consequences in the absence of compliance with that original request. So we actually have a working model for truth in political advertising laws. And indeed, 5 years ago, the ACT became the second jurisdiction to adopt them.
Diretor do Programa Democracia na Responsabilidade Instituto Australiano, Bill Brown, até te katak maski e momento nebe aumenta balia los e lei sira publicidade politica nian. Todang maksei foba telespectadores ka audiencia sira durante campanha eleitoral nian lara atu avalia se publicidade se nebe maksira harene los ka la los.
A healthy amount of skepticism is always a good idea when assessing advertising. And that probably goes double for political advertising.